Brandi Jones is the spouse of an active duty Marine who helps lead Secure Families Initiative.
We should never want to take away a right for them because their parents chose to serve the country.
Jones's group advocates for military voters, who, like other overseas voters, may have a harder time registering in the future. That's because of other Republican efforts.
We're also going to sign right now some executive orders.
Eligible voters already have to sign sworn statements about their U.S. citizenship. But an executive order President Trump signed in March and a bill passed by the House of Representatives call for requiring applicants to show citizenship documents. Jones says that can be hard for families on the move.
For it to be hard for us to vote, for it to be hard for our children to vote, it's very disheartening to feel like you're being disenfranchised at the same time while you're making all of these sacrifices for the Constitution and for equal rights.
There's no evidence of fraud. There's nothing that went wrong here.
Susan Jedushitska-Swina advocates for overseas voters at the U.S. Vote Foundation. She sees partisan motives behind these Republican-led efforts to restrict voting among a group that's becoming less military and more civilian.
Some people got their knickers in a twist that maybe overseas voters, their votes can't be controlled to vote for any one single party.
In fact, the RNC claims in its Arizona lawsuit that allowing overseas non-resident voters to cast ballots inflicts a competitive injury on the party by adding to state voter rolls, quote, individuals who are disproportionately non-Republican.